Hi there. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. There are many ways to learn about God, and one of those ways is through songs, which do a great job of communicating the truth of the Word of God. Here at Barah Ministries, we're blessed to have one of the best songwriters, one of the best singers, and one of the best music producers all wrapped up in one package. Her name is June Murphy. And her songs are amazing at communicating the truth of the Word of God. Today you'll hear a song from June's third album, the Calling You to Freedom album. And today's song is called In the Beginning. Now, for as long as it's been possible, men have been searching for the answer to the question, when did Earth begin? And the Bible paints a clearer picture than science on this matter in its first book, Genesis. When did Earth begin? Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says, In the beginning, not a beginning, the God, the Lord, God the Son, created the heavens and the earth. John chapter 1, verse 3 says, All things came into being through the Lord, God the Son, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. At the snap of a finger, a perfect God created a perfect universe and a perfect planet with all the perfect angelic creatures watching. The Lord, while admonishing Job, indicates that the angels were there to see him create the earth and the universe. Job chapter 38, verse 7 says this, Where were you, Job, when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God, the angels, called the Beniha Elohim in Hebrew, shouted for joy at the creation of the earth and the universe? Then something happened. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. But the earth became formless and void. The something that happened is a conflict between the Lord and his bodyguard, Satan, now the enemy of God. And in fact, it was a betrayal. Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 12 to 16 say this, Son of man, take up a lamentation over the king of Tyre and say to him, Thus says the Lord God, You, Satan, had the seal of perfection. You were full of wisdom. You were perfect in beauty. Ezekiel 28:13. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. The ruby, the topaz, and the diamond. The beryl, the onyx, and the jasper. The lapis lazuli, the turquoise, and the emerald. And the gold, the workmanship of your settings and sockets, was in you. On the day that you were created by me, the Lord, they were prepared. Ezekiel 28:14, you were the anointed cherub who covers. You were the four-winged officer bodyguard angel who covers. And I, the Lord, God the Son, placed you there. You were on the holy mountain of God in the third heaven, and you walked in the midst of the stones of fire, the throne room of heaven. Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 15. You were blameless in your ways from the day you were created until unrighteousness was found in you. Ezekiel 28:16. By the abundance of your trade, you were internally filled with violence and you sinned. And therefore, I have cast you as profane from the mountain of God. So as a result of this angelic rebellion, the earth became formless and void. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 23 says this, I looked on the earth, and behold, it had become formless and void. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 23, I looked, and behold, the formerly fruitful land was a wilderness. And its cities were pulled down before the Lord, before his fierce anger. Human history was created to resolve this prehistoric conflict. Well, let's listen to June sing about the conflict in her song, In the Beginning.
Which wasn't the beginning, Christ created. He perfectly created the heavens and the earth. To the universe gave birth. The angels sang together. Morning stars shouted for joy when Christ created, when God the Son created the heavens and the earth. To the universe gave birth. Then the earth became formless and void. The earth became formless and void. A trial was held. All angels were jailed. Ice and darkness covered the earth. All angels became prisoners. The angels were offered. Yes, all were offered reconciliation, reconciliation. Two-thirds, yes, they did say. One-third said, no way. Then Satan accused, unjustly accused the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who gave him life, of being unfair. How can perfection be unfair? Satan questioned the judgment. Christ allowed the appeal. The Spirit restored the earth in 1 week. He sealed the Godhead's deal. Reconciliation. He died so none would be lost. Gave his life on a cross. All who reject him, those who reject him, choose Satan's end. On self they depend. And for what? They conspire for the lake of fire. Yes, in the beginning, Christ created the heavens and the earth. He offers new.
Revelation chapter 12, verse 4, the first part says, and Satan's tail swept away a third of the stars of heaven. All angels fell, but one-third refused to reconcile with the Lord. Romans chapter 1, verse 25 says this, for they, one-third of the angels, and in fact all unbelievers, exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Thanks, June, for this beautiful and instructive song. Psalm 95:1, O come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. We dedicate the closing moments of our lesson today to anyone watching or to anyone listening who no longer wants to live under the slavery of the rulership of God's enemy, Satan. To anyone who does not have a relationship with the one and only God, the God who loves you unconditionally, the faithful one, the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 2, verse 21 says, "And it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Right now, you can call on the name of the Lord by telling God the Father that you believe in His Son. And that's the moment of eternal life for you. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is the best and most important decision you can make in your lifetime. A simple five-word request gets you to heaven. "Father, I believe in Christ." For a thief being crucified next to Jesus, it was a nine-word request. Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43 say this, "And the repentant thief was saying, 'Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.' And Jesus said to him, 'Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.'" Let today be the day that you stop putting off the best decision of your life. You won't ever regret believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and counting on Him to accomplish your salvation. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. And then get to know Him. Grow by means of grace in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. John chapter 3, verse 33, verse 36 offers you this choice. "He who believes in the Son has eternal life." That's the resurrection life. And he has it right at that moment. "But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son will not see the resurrection life." In fact, the lake of God, the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him. The Lord is eager to save you, so decide in His favor. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at www.baraministries.com. That's www.barahministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life, and you can hear all of June's music there. Keep on singing. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.